Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. We're glad to be with you on the radio broadcast. We greet you in the name of the Lord. We are sharing a series of messages on the subject of the way of the redeemed. It is the way of holiness. Jesus, of course, is the way. And we must put Jesus as first place in our life. And if we do, we're going to walk in line with God's Word. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. We're consecrating and dedicating ourselves unto the Lord. And if we're walking in His ways, we are separating ourselves from the ways of the world. We're studying the Word, being hearers and doers of it. God says, submit yourself to God. Humble yourself under His mighty hand. Cast all your cares upon Him. And learn to deny yourself by putting off that old man and putting on the new man and being renewed in your mind with the Word of God. You also must learn to guard your heart and watch what you hear. Don't have fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. Don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Instead, learn to be around true believers and fellowship with those who are walking in the light. The Bible says that we should purge ourselves from everything that's unclean to be vessels of honor, and we need to bridle our tongue, speak no evil, follow after the ways of peace, and don't let you walk in areas of strife or murmuring or complaining or being a judgmental, critical person. That is going to bring destruction upon you. Learn to be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. We've seen many of these scriptures as we've looked at this message in the past several days. And we're going to continue sharing this today. In the last broadcast, we talked about how we need to lay aside all the weights and the sins that so easily beset us. We need to learn to run with patience, to steadfastly in the ways of God, and strive against sin so we don't give place to it. Because God says sin has no dominion over you. And certainly we must keep our body under and not let ourselves walk in the way of the flesh. We're to strive for the mastery and be temperate in all things. And we were concluding the last broadcast discussing the area of our mind. It is very important if you're going to walk in the way of the redeemed that you deal with your mind. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 that we're to cast down the imaginations or mental reasonings and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. It is very important that you learn to take your thoughts captive. Philippians 4:8 says we're to think on good things. Think on a good report. Think on the things that are true and lovely and pure of a good report. Have virtue and praise. Think on these things. In fact, Isaiah 26:3 that it says he'll keep you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on thee. Keep your mind stayed upon the Lord and take your thoughts captive. That is very important for the walking in the way of the redeemed, because victory or defeat starts in the mind. You can't let the devil have place in your mind. Today we're going to pick up some more principles that are important, and the first one is the area of repentance. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1 says this, "Let us go on into perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works." This is one of the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Repentance from dead works. Repentance means to change the mind. If we change the mind, then we turn away from the things that are not of the Lord. In fact, the Bible says that the goodness of God leads us to repentance. And certainly when if we have areas of sin in our life, if we're listening to the Lord and reading His Word, then the godly sorrow will come upon us. And that godly sorrow worketh repentance to bring us out of that place of bondage. And we are to then going to bring forth the fruit of God in our life. In fact, in Hebrews or Matthew chapter 3, verse 8, He says, "Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance." If we're going to walk in the ways of the Lord, we're going to bring forth true fruit, which shows forth repentance. If you really have repented, that means you've turned around. You're not continually walking in these destructive ways. You've changed your mind, and you're now going in a new direction. Praise God. Very important. Now, what about the things of the past, where you've had so much destruction? This is important if you're going to walk in the way of the redeemed. Every one of us certainly have had times where we've made mistakes. We've had failures. We haven't done the things that we should have done. We've sinned or turned away from the things of God or didn't obey what He told us to do. We, of course, should confess those sins, receive forgiveness, cleansing from all unrighteousness. We can't let these things of the past hold us down and pull us down and weigh us down and hinder us in our walk today. The Bible says in Isaiah 43, verse 18, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old." He says, "Behold, I'm going to do a new thing." He said it's going to spring forth, and he's going to say that you're not even going to know it, because he's got some new things for you. In fact, the mercies of God are new every morning. He's got some new things for you, and you need to look forth for what he has for you today. Philippians 3:13 says that we're to forget those things which are behind and reach forth unto those things which are before. Let go of all those things of the past and start reaching forth for the things which are before. Praise God. He goes on and he says that he presses towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. You need to get your focus upon the Lord and press forward for the things that he has for you and be a hearer and a doer of the Word of God. Another thing that's important, if you do have areas of sin in your life, 1 John 1:9 says what we do. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Turn away from those areas of sins. Walk in the ways of righteousness and certainly confess those sins. He says that he'll forgive you and God will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Very important. Now don't think that you are one who hasn't sinned. In fact, verse 10 says, if we say that we've not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word's not in us. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he's the propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. God wants you to turn away from all of the areas of sin and walk in the ways of righteousness. But you're going to have to confess them. Confess them, receive that forgiveness and that cleansing from all unrighteousness. There's another thing that's important, is putting away condemnation and guilt. The devil delights in bringing condemnation and guilt upon you. The way of the redeemed does not include you carrying condemnation and guilt. How are you going to be successful and do the things that God wants if you're carrying condemnation and guilt? That just hinders you. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says this, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." God wants you to put away the condemnation, the guilt, that is from the devil. Don't let that happen. In fact, Hebrews 8:12 talks about how he remembers our sins no more. Remember that woman in John chapter 8, where she was overtaken in the sin of the adultery, and she was actually caught in the very act of adultery? Jesus said, "I don't condemn you. Go and sin no more." He's not condemning us for any of our sins. We should not condemn ourselves. What we do is confess our sins, and we receive that forgiveness, cleansing, and we walk in the ways of victory, praise the Lord, by turning away from it and doing what His Word says. Another thing that's important, if we're going to walk in the way of the redeemed, we've got to forgive every person who's wronged you or hurt you. Have you been hurt a lot in your life? Have you had people that have been abusive towards you or destructive or done a lot of negative things in your life? You need to forgive them. Matthew chapter 6 talks about, in verse 14, that if we forgive men their trespasses, then our Heavenly Father will also forgive us. But verse 15 says, "But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." You must make a decision that you're going to forgive every single person for all of their sins, transgressions against you. You're not going to hold anything against them. That's selfishness. You are to forgive them. And, Jesus said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." Learn to separate the sin from the person. You may say, "Well, certainly they knew what they were doing." From a carnal standpoint, yes, because their mind was being overtaken by the enemy. They were being used of the devil. But from God's standpoint, if they had their eyes open to God's ways, they would have never done that. So they weren't walking in the ways of the Lord, so they really didn't know what they were doing from God's perspective. This is why you must always forgive. You got to discern things in the Spirit. This is the devil using people to get at you. So forgive all those who have been a tool of the devil and let go of all those areas of sin. Because if you won't forgive men their trespasses, then your Father will not be able to forgive you of your trespasses and sins. In fact, if you hold unforgiveness, you're going to end up being turned over to the devil and his tormentors. The Bible says that the guy was delivered over to the tormentors because he didn't forgive the man the debt that he owed him. And it says in Matthew 18:35 that our Heavenly Father will do the same, deliver us over to the tormentors, if from our hearts that we don't forgive every one, his brother, their trespasses. This forgiveness is a decision you make, not a feeling. You say, I don't feel like giving them because I have these attitudes. Forgiveness is not a feeling. That's of the flesh. Forgiveness is a spiritual action that you take based on the choice to do the Word of God. It's a decision at the point of your will. You choose to forgive those who have wronged you and hurt you. And what you need to do is deal with these people in the area of love. In fact, Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 says this, "We've heard that it's been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy." That was in the Old Covenant. "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." The way of the redeemed for the New Testament is to love your enemies. Don't retaliate against them. You love your enemies. You bless those that curse you. You do good to those that hate you. And you pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. It says when you do this that you'll be children of the Father which is in heaven. Notice that if you walk in the ways of retaliation, you won't be walking as a child of your Heavenly Father. Your Heavenly Father is good. And He blesses. And He brings forth good things in people's lives. Remember, Jesus said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord." If you, destruction that's coming from other people, they're going to reap what they sow. Know that whatever a man sows, he's going to reap. God's not mocked. But so you're not to be the one who carries the grudge or has the retaliatory judgmental attitude. You are to love your enemies. The Bible goes on and says, if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Everybody can love a person who loves them. Do not even the publicans the same? If you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And how do we show this perfection? By walking in love towards all, whether they're friends or foes, whether they've blessed us or whether they've cursed us. God says, walk in the way of love. This is a new commandment He's given to us, a way of love. And this is certainly the way of the redeemed. Everything that you do in life needs to be in line with love. If you don't have love, the Bible says you're nothing. Make the decision to walk in this way of love, the way of the redeemed, and watch God bless you. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. Close today. Do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses enforced by demonic spirits must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.